many times the fear sets in afterward, you know, and not at the spot. There's not a lot of people who are instantly fearful.
Is there a difference, though, between, in your opinion, and I want to get your well, I tell you what, give me your definition of a ghost, first of all. I haven't even asked you that yet.
Well, a ghost is a perceived energy. This can be perceived in many ways, even with a photograph, or even in a dream. There's a lot we could say about dreams. A perceived energy with a personality, and yet it's not physical, or it turns out not to be physical. And they're not very adaptive. You know, most ghosts tend to be a one-trick pony. They're door openers, they're stair walkers, whatever it is, they do it, but that's about it. And they tend not to adapt to changing situations. Some of the more troubling spirits do adapt, and do adapt in a very, you know, people use the word demonic too much, but that is the sensation, that they're out to get me. And I think ghosts are somewhat different from spirit, because spirit does not necessarily have to be a troubled entity. I think that there are spirits that do come into the earth who are not troubled. They're not living out some bad karma or anything like that. They're actually serving as helpers. And let me anticipate your question that how do we know they're not aliens? You know, how do we know they're not the Space Brothers? And
or some kind of demon.
Well, can a demon, that is a very good question. Can a demon or something that is demonic, whether or not it ever lived in a physical body, is that capable of doing loving things?
I don't think so. I think it could trick you.
Yes.
But I don't think it's capable of doing loving things for good.
Yes, there are tricksters, that's for sure.
You agree with that?
That would be my definition of a ghost. It's the energy package that used to be in someone's physical body. It is seeking a way out. It's seeking to find some reality that it can cope with and move on.
Okay, be that as it may then, with that kind of definition of a ghost, I wanted to talk about the possibility of demons and demonic possession.
Yeah.
Are we talking about two different things here?
Well, as I said, what you are when you're alive is what you retain once you're out of the body.
Yeah, but, you know, like you were saying, since these ghosts were behind these guys at a bar,
Yes. They
would drink too much.
Yes.
They pop right in their body,
Yes. And
who knows what. To me, that's possession.
Well, it is, but maybe not in the classical sense that, you know, I'm so full of evil tonight, let's go out and pop into someone's body and have a good time.
Until they exorcise me.
Yes, I think I have a great amount of compassion for ghosts. I see most of them as being very much like you or me, troubled. And for whatever reason, they can't let go of the earth plane, whatever it is, some unresolved issue. Many of them, of course, don't realize they're dead. They may have died suddenly or in a coma, and all of a sudden they're in a different reality, and they don't know why this is all going on. And some are in denial. You know, if you are raised with the idea that once you die, it's either heaven or hell, and maybe Grandpa caught you smoking a cigarette out behind the barn when you were 12, and he told you you're going to hell, that's going to be on your mind. And if you find yourself without a body, and if I acknowledge I'm dead, you know, I can feel the flames, and I'm just going to be in denial. I'm not going to die. I'm just not going to be a dead person.